Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Bob Wilson from the Perry Chamber. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Time to run down a couple different events. As we have mentioned, the Chamber Coffees will be returning here shortly.
Yes, we're excited. We're going to roll out our first Chamber Coffee of the year. We've talked about this a lot. That's why we really need you to show up. Dallas County Hospital is going to be our first host on Friday, January 13th, which is a lucky day if you come to the hospital, right?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not superstitious, it's great.
We didn't realize that till after we... Anyway, from 8 to 9, we'll be in the Dallas County Hospital. They're going to do a lot of... new construction coming up, so they want to share some kind of what the projected timeline and share some new services potentially that they could be having. And just the idea behind here is coming together and introducing yourself, sharing maybe a little project that you have, something you almost want to brag about, just or you'd like a group of people to know about. And that's the important part, is we want a bunch of different people here so we can just network, communicate, have a good little gathering before we start our Friday, and as a light breakfast will be provided by Dallas County Hospital, and refreshments, of course. So come for free coffee, if anything. That's get your caffeine fix before you tackle the Friday. So that's coming up next Friday, the 13th, 8 to 9 at Dallas County Hospital. We're going to have our Chamber Coffee.
The following week, we have some back-to-back events. One, there's an event at the Raleigh Masonic Home.
Yeah, and we're going to try to roll out the Chamber After Hours again. I'm excited about this. I've been talking to Gary Isles out there at the Masonic Home, and he does such a great job with the programming and the activities out there. 4 to 6:30 on the 18th. We're going to just, again, you can get together, kind of share what we're all doing, and then take some tours. If you haven't seen the new facility, it's mind-blowingly beautiful. There will be light refreshments provided there too. You're actually going to access that on the east door, which is off 28th Street. It's kind of behind the older facility there. But come in, check it out. It's really a nice place, and it's a great staff. So let's support them, and then have some fun on the 18th from 4 to 6:30 for our Chamber After Hours.
Very good. All right, a business that's been around for a while is then going to celebrate their new location.
Yep, it's time. They moved in August. They feel like they're ready to showcase. And they said they've been so busy out there, which is great. It's Bits of Technology there. It's a great chamber member for a long time. They provide wireless internet, as well as they have a retail sector too, with computers and cables and whatever. Basically, whatever I break, I just call them, and then they have it. That's the way we work. So,
fair enough.
8:30 to 9:30 on the 19th, we're going to actually have the ribbon cutting straight up at 9, which we're inviting all local media and all public to be a part of. Get in the picture. Have fun. I always liked hearing what businesses are doing, especially in the technology side. You know, it's very fascinating how it evolves, how quick it is, what they're doing, kind of what's coming down the line. So Jeff and Nathan and all those guys out there are doing a great job. So it is at the East Perry Plaza. They have a nice little sign right there off the south side of Willis, so you can see it. Come out from 8:30 to 9:30, hang out. They're going to have an open house throughout the remainder of the day, so you can just kind of check out their new storefront and congratulate them on their new space.
Very good. All right, Burr's coming up in a couple weeks. How's registration going so far?
We're cranking along. You know, we're really heavy on social media. That's kind of the push this year. What we found out is we're spending a lot of money in the metro area and kind of just honing our social media skills, and we're finding out it's working. We got over 150 people registered already. The paper registrations have went out last week, and those are coming in. So if you want one of those coveted lapel pens, you better get a hold of us, because the first 300 get those things. Working with Graphics to You on the shirts and the designs out there with Dallas County Hospital's graphic designer Ross, it's all coming together. We got the sorority ladies lined up. We got some volunteers started, but we still need a few more volunteers. We want you to have a good time. We want you to not have to work too hard, but the big thing is be an ambassador, be a greeter. The Hotel Patti is the registration site. We're going to expand a little bit out into Willis. More details to come down the line, but one inconvenience for you locals might be that the north side of the boulevard between 2nd and 1st Street will be closed down for a portion of the weekend. Not a huge deal, but like I've always said, with Burr Weekend, if you need to pick up your dry cleaning, if you need to go grocery shopping, if you need to go somewhere downtown, do it on Friday. Then come down Saturday and enjoy the festivities. You know, maybe ride your bike down or walk down or something like that. This is our opportunity to showcase Perry. 40 years of an organized bike ride is huge. We're getting calls from all over the place. I got a call from Oregon the other day. They want to do a story on Burr and the community of how we've sustained cycling and how we're evolving to become a cycling community. So you just never know where the coverage is going to come from. So get registered at eventbrite.com. You can find more information at bikeiowa.com as well. You can call the chamber. If you want to be a sponsor, we still have some shirts, sponsors open. If you want to help out in any way, let me know. If your organization wants to have a game or an activity or something like that, let's do it. It's a community event. So we're excited. Burr's coming down the line February 4th. It'll kick off at 10 o'clock at 2nd and Willis. I'm really excited. It feels like it's finally going to be Burr time.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Bob?
Have a great weekend.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.